All right, we are going to continue tonight's media availabilities with the winner of tonight's NC Education Lottery 200 at Charlotte Motor Speedway, as well as tonight's leg of the Triple Chuck Challenge. Mr. Nick Sanchez, driver of the number 2 Rev Racing Chevrolet, will begin by taking questions. Start right here in the middle.
Jacob Seelman, Race Face Digital. Nick, for starters, confirm, you had scuffs on for that last restart?
No, I had stickers, I believe.
You had stickers, yes. Okay. Where did that run come from? Was that just fresh tires and get to the front before Corey did?
No, I mean, we started off the race. I don't want to say horrible, but I could say horrible. I think we fell to 23rd. And if you remember last year, right, I was one of the fastest trucks. And tonight, the setup was pretty close to the same, but we started off, wrecking loose. So, once we got that fixed, we were on schedule and on pace, and we drove from, 23rd to 9th. So, I think I was, 5th or 6th when those sets of cautions came out when I pitted, and I don't know if I had anything for the 11, but I was probably a 2nd or 3rd place truck, and good track position and fresh tires and some adjustments just fixed me up, and it was a tight race with the 11, but obviously, mirror driving, name of the game, and I think that's what got me there.
Daytona's Daytona. We talked about that in February, but to hold off the race's dominant truck and really have to work for it at the end the way you did, is this one gratifying in a different way?
Yeah, for sure, right? I mean, we grinded it out, and, Bono, my crew chief, called the race to win, and that's what we did. I think it was definitely not easy holding them off on fresh tires, but I think once we evened out, my truck had a lot of pace, so I wasn't really surprised we were as fast as we were at the end. So, I think we just needed track position and obviously put ourselves in position when it mattered most.
We'll go to Zach in the back.
Zach Sternillo, NASCAR.com. Nick, congratulations on this. You were close a couple of times last year on mile-and-a-half tracks. To come away with a mile-and-a-half win tonight, what does that mean for you to be able to execute, especially in a late race restart?
I mean, I think that's everything. Last year, so many times I dominated a race, I got the pole, I qualified up front, and didn't have anything to show for. So this year, starting in Daytona, I was working on finishing races, right? Not really worrying about stage one, stage two, but worrying about, the last lap of the last lap of the race. And I think as a driver, I'm maturing and getting better and putting myself in position for those moments. So, I think I learned from, a lot of hardship last year on what not to do and tried to learn from my mistakes ultimately.
You mentioned Chris Showalter right after you got out of the truck as well. What has he meant to this number 2 team and to be able to give him a win in his 700th start as well to really kind of cap the night? What does he mean to the team, and how much more special does that make tonight?
I mean, he's the backbone of the team, and I think everyone on my team will agree. I was with him last year, and, it's like having two to three crew chiefs on a team, with Shoei being one of them, right? He's someone that, he knows what he wants in a truck, and sometimes he calls the shot setup-wise, and he's so important, and, he's been doing this so long. So today was his birthday. It was his 700th race, and it all worked out perfect to where he got it done. So, he's a backbone of the team, and, he means so much to me personally, so much to the team, and I'm really lucky to get to work with him.
Any other questions? Go to Ray Steven, and then we'll go to Bob.
Steven Stump, Frontiers.com. Nick, obviously, I don't know if you were told during the race, but the 11 was just passing everyone left and right. You got the lead in that restart, but when Corey came up the second, what was kind of going through your mind at that time? And how did you, kind of get manage and, go from there in terms of holding him off?
Yeah, I mean, I knew he was a little bit faster than me, but it wasn't like anything I haven't experienced before. And honestly, in these trucks and just in modern day NASCAR, you could take people's air away and make it really hard on them. And I'm sure he remembers Michigan in 2022 in an ARCA car where I did the same thing to him. So obviously tonight I had a faster vehicle to compete with him. And I just tried to kind of judge where he was going to go and turn off the wall late and not totally aero block him, but just shade down and take, try to take as much airway as possible while still running the line I thought my truck would do. So I think you started to see that even out throughout those last 8 or 9 laps, and at the end of the race, right? I got a five truck car length lead on them, and I was able to kind of maintain and just, I mean, Charlotte with its bumps, you know, if you hit proximity to 3 and 4 and wrap the bottom, I mean, you could just cover their air, and there's nowhere they could go if you wrap the line. So I knew I just had to park into the bottom and get it done there, and fortunately it was enough.
All right, thank you, Nick.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Were you resigned to the likelihood that you'd finish somewhere 6th to 10th?
I just want to start off by saying thank you for the race pick. I saw that. You're the best. I think, you know, at the end of the race, right, we were the first truck on old tires, and we were the first truck that could really make it to the end on fuel, I think. I know the 19, all of them were going to stretch it, but we had the most fuel out of all of them. And we had, obviously, we were at a tire deficit to the 11, the 71, and the 98. So I knew if a caution didn't come out, I was probably going to finish 9th, 10th. But I knew if a caution came out, I had a chance to win. So that's just racing and the gamble of racing. So fortunately, it all worked out. You know, I think I had a second or a third place truck, honestly. Maybe even a winning truck if you gave me a long run with 11. So, you know, I think we were going to be top three on speed anyways. But obviously, it was just such a crazy race with strategy and track position, and people weren't where they should have been. And I mean, I sucked in the beginning, so it was definitely an up and down race. But I think we called the race aggressive to win at the end, and that's what happened.
Any last questions? All right, Nick, congratulations.
Thank you.